Okay, we're back from executive session at 7:17 p.m. And we had considerable discussion on the letter of intent from the potential purchasers of the Gateway property. However, we have some items in consideration, and we're not this evening going to accept the letter of intent pending some further issues. And so we will table this. We need a motion to table this.
I'd like to motion to table this to get some more information about retail and manufacturing size.
And second, the usage. Okay. Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried 5-0. And we will, our attorney and city manager will be having discussions with our realtor and the gentleman who made the proposal this evening. Thank you very much. Okay, so now we're kind of winding down here. We're getting towards the end of our agenda and coming on to commission, committee, and board reports. First being Steve Lawrenson. You've got two committees, many reports.
Okay, so tourism, we had a study session on that, so nothing else on that. The Chamber of Commerce, I passed out a handout earlier from Ray, the president, on their goals and plans for 2019, and that's all I have.
Okay. Boys and Girls Club, Alicia.
No report.
Okay. Drayton Harbor Shellfish.
No report.
And Port of Bellingham. Okay. Mary Lou Stewart said she would take the Library and Senior Center liaison, and she's not here this evening. WTA Board, Eric.
No report.
Okay. And anything on Public Works?
Also no report.
Advisory, okay. No report on Council of Governments. We have a meeting in December. We only meet every couple months. Small Cities Caucus, we did have a meeting that the city manager and I went to this past week. One item that I'll just bring up is Barry Buchanan from the County Council and April Barker from the Bellingham City Council presented something called, they're wanting all the small cities and Bellingham to have a joint resolution to promote youth and youth resiliency, having to do with usage of our court systems and our jail. And I think they came up with this, they went to some sort of conference put on by APRA. I don't know what this stands for, this acronym. It doesn't say anywhere on here. But they kind of have a system of when they first intercept somebody from community services for crisis care, and then law enforcement gets involved, and then there's initial detention, initial court hearings, then jail in the courts, and then something called a specialty court, which I'm not sure if is in place right now, and a dispositional court, and then, of course, ultimately we want people to get into the community. I think the idea of this whole system is to intercept people who really need help, special services, whether it's mental health or drug dependency, those sorts of things, and to allow a more definitive way of getting people into that sort of system, and maybe with the ultimate result being to have a mental health facility constructed at some point. But they want to get a good idea of what all the small cities, what our resources are in each of our small cities, and I told them to make sure they don't forget to interact with the Healthy Youth Coalition that is going here in Blaine and the North County. And they wrote that down to make sure that they, because they want to know all the providers, everybody involved in this. So I think it's potentially a very good system, and they will be working on a joint resolution and see if all the cities will buy into that joint resolution and the concept that they have for making our court system and our jail system more efficient and getting people the help that they need. So we spent quite a bit of time on that in the meeting. And there was also some discussion on facilitation of workers for manufacturing jobs in the county, which was spoken to by Don Goldberg with the Port of Bellingham. and how the main focus on that was that it's getting harder and harder to get workers for even lower-level jobs. And one big issue is drug testing and people passing the drug test and the high incidence that there is of that. And training workers in our community college and Bellingham Tech, and basically pointing out the issues and the problem and some of the potential solutions to that. So that's all I have to report on that meeting. Okay, so next we've got department reports. I have a public reports, Mr. Castro. Any project updates for us?
Good evening, Madam Mayor and council members. It's a pleasure to be here. I do want to make a correction, or at least provide some information on a project that was printed in the Northern Lights newspaper. And so there was a suggestion that we, Public Works, were going to be presenting an action item today for 665 Peace Portal demolition. In essence, we have worked with Samuel, the clerk, to award that project on December 10th, which is the next meeting 2 weeks from now. And so that's just clarification. On the water side, we hired a consultant to take a look at or perform an assessment of our aquifer. We were very concerned, maintenance and operations, that we were having some issues and we needed to define what those issues may have been. And so the consultant came in and assured us that, in essence, we have the water that is necessary to convey to the city of Blaine and to Birch Bay as well. Some of the issues that we face are inherent with maintenance, meaning pump replacements and, you know, performing some screen maintenance and what have you. So the team and I sat down today, and actually we started sitting down a couple of weeks ago to define priority ratings for some of this work to be done. And so I won't get lost in any of those details, but I just wanted to assure the council the water's there, just requires a little bit of maintenance on our end, and we're working on that. On the street side of the house, we were informed by the UTC, which is the Utility Transportation Commission. Utility Transportation Commission evaluates railroad crossings for safety, and so when they deem them, you know, in need of repair or maintenance, not necessarily being unsafe, they inform the utilities that we have some corrective items to take care of. Those areas were Hughes Avenue, also Marine Drive, and so we went out and evaluated. We had some small potholes that were corrected, nothing major, and so we have to report that information back to the UTC. We plan on doing so before the end of this week. In addition, I want to share with you that we had received a trip hazard. Our risk manager received a claim that somebody was jogging in our community, and they actually took a trip and a fall. And so that prompted me to go through our community with some of our staff and take a look at the sidewalks and determine if we had areas that may have been unsafe. And we found several of them. So we went ahead and put an action plan together. And within 24 hours, the crews responded and alleviated most of those issues. And so our crews have been very responsive to taking care of the community that we serve. On the sewer side of business, one of the concerns that I have in one of the areas that we're working on is we don't have the ability to provide power to Station 4. Station 4 provides sewer support to the Semiamo area, and so without that generator, the backup would be into that Semiamo complex. And so we're working diligently to replace or repair that generator. It's one of our highest priorities, and we're working on it. On the facility side, I'm not certain if you folks are aware, but the library sustained some damages due to a vehicle that hit the building, and so that's an area where we're currently working with a previous contractor that performed some of that work, and so we should have some information within the next week or so as to when we can get started on that project. I've been working with the insurance company to make certain that they're in touch with us and that they designate a contractor to perform that work. December 4th, there's a assessment that's going to be done, performed by Clear Risk Solutions, and so they're a third-party claim administrator, and so we've been given information that they're here to evaluate some of the infrastructure, particularly the facilities, the buildings that are valued over $1 million, for example, this building, wastewater treatment plant, and so we have put a schedule with the appropriate staff that are going to be joining Risk Pool Solutions to conduct that assessment. And so we'll be providing, hopefully, some additional information in the near future on that. Emergency preparedness and support functions, we are emergency responders, public works employees, I believe, get overlooked from time to time. And so it is our responsibility to ensure that we are ready, prepared to tackle any event. It's been good timing because, as a matter of fact, today we received notification through our city manager that this particular area has been under advisory for high winds and so on. And I can assure you that the teams have been prepping and are currently ready for anything that we might face together as a team. And so that's the philosophy that I'm sharing with that group. You know, we have different departments within Public Works, but in cases where we're emergency responders, we may not have the depth within one department, so we're pulling together and working as a team on a lot of our priorities, and quite a change for our staff. You know, a lot of ownership, and so I'm very proud to be here to represent them this evening. Another important item that I wanted to share with the board, the council, I'm sorry, is the support functions that we're responsible for. One example would be the Christmas tree lighting. And so we are pursuing the purchase of a new tree. And it sounds easy, but it really isn't, because, of course, the timing for this is bad, because we need this tree here very soon. As a matter of fact, I believe one of our employees is here who's going to be taking the trip just south of Portland first thing in the morning to ensure that this tree is here in Blaine for the event. And so we have a plan to have this tree back in Blaine and decorated. We'll get started on that Thursday because, again, December 1st at 4 o'clock in the afternoon is when the ceremony is supposed to occur. So, again, there's a lot of areas that we're responsible for. I just wanted to highlight just a few for the council this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, comment?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You discussed the water situation, that you feel comfortable if we have existing water for our present needs and whatever else. I would like, and I've asked Raven before, I'd like after the first year a study session to talk more about our present situation and our wells and well field. And then be looking down the road the 5 or 10 years on what we're going to need, and can we take care of this growth that's happening now?
Very good.
So mm-hmm. I'd like to spend more time on that versus just, you know, just a brief deal on that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll pass that on.
I certainly agree.
Any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Castro. Okay, next, Community Development Services. Mr. Wenger?
No update, thank you.
No update right now? Okay. And we've got our police department, Police Chief Schubert.
Good evening, City Council. Last council meeting, I talked about how we were going to get some computer statistics, much like the report that the fire department puts out, the one that they gave you today. We're working towards something like that to present to you to give you more factual information. So I hope you receive this letter that I just typed up this desk note. You should have it. It talks about calls for service. This is kind of like the basic framework on our starting point and to do just exactly that. And I'll leave some copies over here for the public. So basically, calls for service. This is the first thing that we're going to, we were able to analyze with this new Whatcom 911 service. And you can see when we are under the old plan, the records management system that the Border Patrol was operating, we didn't have an accurate count of just how many calls we were handling. Now that we're under this new 911 system, you can see that we're actually handling an additional, or we're actually recording an additional 63% more calls than we originally thought. So this is one way we're going to accurately present to you just the kind of work that we're doing. And so you're welcome to take a look at that. And that is basically it that I have for today. Is there any questions on anything?
Thank you. That's really good info to have. Thanks for giving that to us. Any question, comments?
Chief, you probably don't have this number off the top of your head, but that's for a month and a half, approximately 1,500 calls. How does that compare to other departments of similar size in this area, or do you know at this point?
I don't have that information offhand. If I had to speculate, I would say, you know, to be honest with you, I'd have to research that and get back to you, which is what I'll do for the next city council meeting. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Next, Mr. City Manager Michael Jones.
Just a brief update on the status of the Yorkston sale or the Boblett LLC sale, which is for the property immediately adjacent to what we were talking about earlier with Tudor's. We're still working to resolve one element related to the sale and property swap, which has to do with a stormwater pipe that now drains the site that would drain our future property through their future property. And unfortunately, that pipe goes right under the location of their proposed building and fuel tanks. So it has to move. It has to be changed. The timing of that is challenging because we want to make sure the site is properly draining and meeting all requirements. And they want to go ahead and build on the site relatively soon, probably in the spring, start construction. So we're currently negotiating that with the Yorkston Company, and it looks like the solution that we've determined would be building an alternative pipe in a different location that sort of bypasses their site, and building that in advance so that there would be a stormwater intake or a stormwater facility that serves the 7.1 acres to the north. It's been challenging to kind of work through that. It seems like, yes, build a pipe. That's really obvious. But, of course, a pipe costs money, and who's going to pay what, and how is it going to be done, and is it going to be require a new easement through the Yorkston property, or will we be able to do it on a pre-existing easement? All of those things we're trying to negotiate and doing our best to keep it separate from their project, which has really been a priority for me because logistically it will be challenging to have them build an entire truck parking facility while we're also trying to build a stormwater line that goes through their site or maybe interfaces with their stormwater facility. So we're working through that last little bit, and we should then be complete with the sale and be able to go to closing on that. Mm-hmm. We did do that extension, that 21-day extension, which I think gives us until December 15th, if I remember correctly. I'd have to go back and look. We don't have a lot of days left. And actually, that couldn't be right because December 15th is too far out, I think, from now. So there's not a lot of time for us to resolve it, but we are very close. So we will have that done. And I just wanted to let you know that's kind of where we are with that. Mm-hmm. Any questions on any other items for me while I'm here?
I guess not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Take note of calendar dates coming up. And are we going to have a closed session?
An executive session
after the close of the meeting. Okay. So if there's no unfinished business or new business from council, meeting is adjourned.